He answered back, Mishum deheve nozir v'chates shnei k'suv maboyin t'yechud. This is true. It's a chiddush by nozir. You say he had to mistar for yisur, but the Torah says it someplace else also. By a chatis, by a korban, the Torah also says this chiddush of hetem mitzara for yisur. So then the klal is v'yein melamdin. When you have two k'suvim, the Torah says it two times. Aboyin k'yechud is a melamdin. Like the question is, why does the Torah have to say it twice? For? Why didn't the Torah just say it one time? Let's just say it by nozirim, and from nozir we learn how to call a Torah kula. Elamayin sarayin. No, the Torah says it two times. Only these two places do we have the chiddush of hetem mitzara for yisur, but no place else. So Mar says, Nozir hodi amorin. Nozir is like the chiddush we just said from Mishras that hetem mitzara for yisur. Chatis mahi. Where's halacha by chatis? Also, we say hetem mitzara for yisur. So Mar says, Titania. We learned in a brisa. The pasuk says, Kol ashe yigav ifsara yatish. Any meat that touches the korb, the chatis, becomes kodesh. What does that mean? Yochol afilu loy bolo. Even if it didn't get dissolved inside it. In other words, if a meat of a korban shlomim touched the meat of a korban chatis, maybe even if it wasn't balua. Balua means like the taste, the tam of the chatis went into the meat of the korban shlomim. It was balua. It was swallowed up inside it, dissolved inside it. So I would think even if it doesn't, and no taste of the chatis goes inside it, just the fact they touched. Talmud Leimah, no, the pasuk says, Bifsara Yaktish. Ashayiv la bebosam, Yaktish. Until a little bit of the blue, a little bit of the tam, of the taste of the carbon, the meat, that's the chatis, went into the meat at the shlomim. So we say now, what's the chedeshir? Liyah is kamahu. That this meat of the carbon shlomim has the same din now as the carbon chatis. What does that mean? Shim sulahi tifsol. That if the korban chatis was posle, was pigul, so that meat is osetit, hu adin, when you eat now the shlomim, it's also osetit. Because we say, since a little bit of the tam of the chatis went into the shlomim, when you eat the shlomim, now you're eating a little bit of the chatis, so we say, hetem sarafli yisur, that it's osur. V'im sheirihi, let's say the korban chatis is still kosher, or with the locher is, toyocho kechoymer shabo, you have to eat this meat now like the chomer of a korban chatis. In other words, the chatis you only allowed to eat that day you shechted and the night. Mashenk, let's say from a korban shlomim, the din is you allowed to eat it 2 days and the night in between. Now let's say this meat from the korban shlomim touched the meat of the korban chatis, and some blua, some tam of the korban chatis went into the meat of the korban shlomim. So when you eat the korban shlomim now, you're not allowed to eat it more than one day because it has a din like a korban chatis. So what kind of din is this? This is the chiddush of hetem mitzara for yisur. To see the Torah said it twice, by Chatis and by Nazir, therefore we don't learn out any place else. Like Rashi says, the Pasuk says, Kol asher yegia b'sarom, b'osah chulunai shlomim, whether it's regular meat or shlomim they can eat. Shezman achilosim ruben mechatis, the shlomim you can eat more than a chatis. A shlomim is 2 days, and a chatis is only 1 day. V'noga b'chatis, and touch the chatis, yatish. Chid meforesh lias kamo, shemsulo hoist a chatis going figo like psulacher. If the korban chatis had a psul pigul on it or some other psul, is a locha tifsul, av zu shabolim imenu. This piece of meat from the korban shlomim, since it has some tam of the chatis inside it, it becomes possible. V'im sheri, if the whole kosher of the shlomim and the chatis, is a chatis mahanya lo bolaat himenu, lesa v'yachilo, ela kechoymi shabom. Kechoymer ha chatis shenib lo bom, lefnim en akloyim. Is now that this piece of meat from the shlomim has a little bit taste of the chatis inside it, it has a chumra, you have to eat it like a korban chatis. First of all, you can only eat it inside the Beis HaMikdash, not outside. Or the zichrei kuna, only to a zocha, to a man, a kayin, and not to an isha. L'yayim v'layla echad, only 1 day and 1 night. That's the chiddush of kol asher yiga b'vsara. Is yochla filo loy bolo hanagaz bo mimeno kam rachmoni yatish? Maybe just the fact that a piece of meat touches the chatis, that alone makes this piece of meat the isurim. Talmud Leimah, no, it says the posik, Bivsorah. Yeah, the next Rashi says, Toyochal, Hai Velaz Kechom Shabor. Now that you have this meat of the Shlomim, since it has a bali, it has a taste inside it of the Korban Chatis, you have to eat it like a Korban Chatis. Shereyesh Bo Beis Minim. It's like two tastes, two things in this meat now. Echot Chomer, Yechot Kal. One is the Chatis, one is the Shlomim. You see this whole piece of meat, you have to eat like the chumra of the chatis. There's only a little blue inside it, and you're not eating the kezayis worth of the chatis. So why do we say you can't eat this piece of meat only with the dine chatis? You see, there's a klal of hetem itself liyisur. So this is a terek where Rabbi Kiva does not learn out the kol haterekula, his chiddush of hetem itself liyisur. Because the terek says the two places, only these two places, and no place else. So the gemara of Rabbonin, nami nehevi nozi v'chate shneik suv ma'boyin kiyech v'dayim melamdin. For the kasha is now according to Rabbonin. Rabbonin used the word mishras for tam tikur. The churu by kodeshim, there's also a pasuk to say tam tikur. Because in this pasuk of chatesh, you also learn out the yisoid of tam tikur. So according to Rabbonin, it should also be a kasha. There are two psukim for tam tikur, so I should not be able to learn out the kol haterekula. Zumara says, no, Amri, according to Rabbonin, hani mitzvah tzrichi. Rabbonin said, no, we need both kiddushim. Like Rashi says, tavayach the first come in, Zumara will soon explain it. This is not called shnei ksuvim aboyin kiyechad. Dechad mechav v'la motzi aleph. You can't learn out one from the other. The name of to say, mida hoda kas v'lidach. Like usually this is the svara for shnei ksuvim. Like when the Torah said one, why isn't that enough? Why does the Torah have to say it a second time? So that's usually the case, that since the Torah says it twice, as a teacher, she can't learn out any other place. But Rabbonin say, no, here we don't have that klal, because the Torah has to say both places, by Nozir and by Chatis. So from here, you cannot learn out to say it's a shnei ksuvim boyin kiyechad. That's what Rabbonin's Torah is. For Rabbi Kiva, Rabbonin, the Kiva say, no, my tzrichi, why do you say you have to have these two things? I'll tell you, no, one is extra, and since it's extra, the klal is ein malamdin. Bish leimi kosev achmona v'chatis. The Torah would have just said, if I korban chatis, we say tam tikur is true. I would not learn out the yisurin nozir from a korban chatis. Why the chulin mikodeshin leigamina? I would say maybe it's a special chiddush, a special chumra only by kodeshim. We say the chiddush of tam tikur, but not by yisurin nozir, which is not kodeshim. It's tam achun dekalocha. So true. Oh, but the kasha like this, alichta rachmona benozir. The Torah just should have said one pasuk mishras by nozir to teach me tam tikur. And now I would learn out Hilchas Chatzis from Nozir, like it's a Kalva Chayma. Nadach by the lenient Isser of Nozir, the Torah says Tam Tikr, for sure by Chomadik Isser, like the Kotchim, for sure the Torah would say Tam Tikr. You're learning out everything from Nozir. That's Rabbi Kiva Svara. So Rabbi Kiva says, I learn out Mishras for Hetem Tzar for Yisr. Ah, you have another Pasik by Chatzis for Hetem Tzar for Yisr. So the kashri, the Torah, just should have said by Nozir. And from Nozir, I would learn out the Kol HaTerekula. Now that the Pasuk says by, Chatis, you want to tell me that's called extra. So, according to Rabbi Kiva says, yes, it is extra. Because the Torah just should have said by Nozir, and I would learn out Chatis from Nozir. Why did the Torah have to say another Pasuk by Chatis to say also the Chiddush of Hetem Tzar for Yisrael? So that's why Rabbi Kiva says, Dafka over here, by Chatis and by Nozir, do we have the Chiddush of Hetem Tzar for Yisrael? And no place else. Now we're back to Kash of Rabbonin. Observe, what's Pshat the Rabbonin? The Rabbonin used this Pasuk Mishras by Nozir to teach us Tam Tikr, and they say we learn out the Kol HaTerekula. So the question is the Rabbonin also. But the Torah says it a second time by Chatis. So why don't we say it's Shnei Ksuvim and you can't learn out? So Rabbanan answer, Rabbanan Amrilach Mitzvah Tzrichi. No, I need both psukim here. It's not called extra. Therefore, I could learn out all over. I tell you, Chatis, Tetem Astar for Yisr. The Rabbanan say, true. Boy, Chatis, the Chiddush is not just Tam Tikr. For Tam Tikr, just if you taste the Yisr, I do not need a Chiddush to say it's also by Chatis. Pshita, I learn it out from Nozir. So the reason why the Torah says a special posik by Chatis is to teach me the Yisrael of Hetem Astar for Yisr. And true, I don't learn out Kol HaTerekula for that Chiddush. I can't learn out Chulin from Kodeshim. Abu Mishras, when the Pasuk says by Nozir Mishras, that's Litain Tam Tikr. That Chiddush is the Tam, the taste of the Yisr is awesome. Umikana Tadan La Kol HaTerekula. And here's like a true, you can learn out the Kol HaTerekula. That's Chanda Rabbonin. So Chatis is for Hetem Tzar for Yisr, only one Pasuk, and I don't learn out from that. But Nozir also has only one pasuk for Tam Tikr, and from that they learn out all over. So Rashi says, "For Rabbanan Amrilach Mitzvah Tzrichi Chatis Tashminan Mishum Dehetem Tzav LeYisur V'Inam Is At Rashi Loi Ivlo Bekula." Here's the Chiddush. By this Chatis, when the piece of the meat touches the Shlomim, true, a little bit Bali, a little bit Tam of the Chatis went into a little portion of the meat of the Shlomim, but it didn't go throughout the whole piece of the meat of the Shlomim. So mainly we say the Chiddush is a Yochal Chatzis Zayas Tigel, the Chatzis Zayas Hetem Vasachas, Nigma Minei, That's the chiddush of chatis. That if you eat a little piece of the meat where the tam went into it of the shlomim, and another piece of the meat of the shlomim that the tam did not go into it, that's completely heter. So we say chayiv. That's the chiddush of heter mitzvah yisur. Abu miyu b'shari surim le'yamin hachi. But by shari surim we can't learn out from kaddishim, because I'll tell you this chiddush was only said by kaddishim and not by chulin. The Afilu Nazir, even Nazir does not have this din according to Rabbanan. There's no din hetim starfli yisur. The chulin mikodeshim loy garmina. O mishras lavli agmuri hetim starfli yisur. Now according to Rabbanan, when the Pasuk says mishras by Nazir, it's not for the purpose of hetim starfli yisur, because Rabbanan don't hold from that all over. Elalitain tam kicker. Now tells us the chiddish of tam kicker, the tam. If you taste the tam in any part in something else, the tam is like the goof of the yisur is there. So if you eat a kezayis of the meat that has the taste of the yisur, there you chayiv. Not because of hetem estaf yisur, but because it can call completely yisur. Because the tam is like the yikur, is like the ikur for yisur. So Grashina, the Megula Nochrim lo yalef. The Rabbanan say you can't learn out from Megula Nochrim the fact that Torah says you have to kasher the kelim for midyan. The chiddushu, because there was a chiddush like we said, really it's tamlev gam, it's a bad taste, it should have been mutter. Now the Torah said it was also a special chiddush. We can't learn out from Gula Nochrim. The yisur of the midst of the nazir, therefore the Torah has to say by nazir, mishras, that any time you have the taste of the yisur, over there you were soaking the grapes in water, and the taste of the grapes went into the water, so it's also to drink the water now, because the taste is like the goof of the yisur. But they, according to Rabbanan, umikana atadana kol ha-Torah, you're allowed to learn out the kol ha-Torah kula, you say tam tikkur. That's Pshat in the Rabbanan. So the Lord of Rabbi Kiva says no. Tavayu lehetim estafli yisur. Rabbi Kiva learns out that even the Pasuk of Nozir by Mishras is talking about hetim estafli yisur. Because Rabbi Kiva says, for the Pasuk of the Chiddush of Tam Kikir, if you taste the yisur, it's like the goof of the yisur, that he learns out from Gule Nochrim. The Torah said there, by the Parshas of Midyon, when the Yidin killed the Midyonim and took the Kalim, if they wanted to cook in their Kalim, that's trace, you had to make a heksher first. Now what's wrong with cooking in the pots? There's only a bliya, there's only a taste of the yisur. So we see the taste of the yisur is considered like the goof of the yisur. And the Kiva holds it's not called the chiddush, because the Torah only said it's also in the rice only the same day that the goyim cooked in it. And then he holds it's not called lefgam, that's called leisin tam leshvach, which is osur. And we learn out from there kol ha-Torah kulo, the sochi yisoid of tam kicker. That's Pshat in Rabbi Kiva. That's how we know Tam Tikkur. So what does he do with the Pasuk Mishras? Does he tell me the Chiddush of Hetem and Tam for Yisur, even by a portion of Yisur, like by Nozir? So therefore Rabbi Kiva says, Rabbi Kiva Tavayo, the Hetem and Tam for Yisur, Mela the Hevel, Ushnei Tzum, Aboyin Kiyechot, the whole Shnei Tzum, Aboyin Kiyechot, Reim Alamdin. If the Quran of Rabbi Kiva, the Torah says by Nozir Mishras, Hetem and Tam for Yisur, there's another Pasuk by Chatis, to tell me hetem estaf liyisur, the question is, what do I need to sukkim for? The Torah just said it by nazir, that would be enough. I should learn out chatis from nazir. But the pshatis, since the Torah says it again by chatis, kol ha-sheyigav esor v'yaktish, to say that hetem estaf liyisur, we see only here and no place else. So that's pshat in Rebbe Kiva, where he says hetem estaf liyisur is only by nazir and chatis and no place else. Omalei rav ashel rav kanom, eloho detanya, that's what we learned. Anything that comes out of the grapes, from the pits and the shells of the grapes, it's also for nazir. Limud, we learn out from here, ali sure nazir, that after the nazir is not allowed to eat any types of grapes, shem starfin zeim ze, that you mitstarif different types of grapes, you mitstarif together to be chayiv. In other words, not only do you have to have the kezayis of the grape itself, but even a kezayis made up from pits and from shells, also it's in starf. So Rosh says, Lima al Yisra Nozir, mi de kailo lechatsan of Zag and mechad achilo, lima shem starfin. You see the chatsi zayis of Zag and the chatsi zayis of Chatsin and Yichayiv. That's what it says. Now, for the Gemara, hashtal Rav Akiva, Issa the hetem starfin, Issa the Yisra mi boi, Bechur akon to Rav Akiva, wanted me to post a tell me a chiddish, that if you eat pits and shells together, it's in starf, that a chatsi zayis of each one is chayiv, madach if you don't eat a chatsi zayis of the grape. And yichati zayis of bread, it's mitzvah together. Yichayiv, so pshita two types of yisurim, the pits and shells that are both also pshita them mitzvah. What do I have to have a special pasuk for according to Rabbi Kiva? Or malei, the Gemara answers, is the veheta bevasachas, is the veyisa bezechazim. I tell you, the chiddush of hetter mitzaref liyisur is only when eating the two things together. That means the grapes and the bread eating a mamish together. So about this one achila, that's the chiddush of hetter mitzaref liyisur. But let's say first you eat a little bit piece of the grape, and then after that you eat a little piece of something else, it wouldn't be mitzaref. That's called an achila of hetter and achila of yisur. That's not mitzaref together. Here the chiddush is no. If you eat a chatzi zayis of the pits, and then toch the achilas kraft, like a minute later, you eat another chatzi zayis of the shells, here it's mitzaref. Therefore, that's the chiddush. So according to Rabbi Kiva, the ikar pasuk nazir mishnah is telling me hetter mitzaref liyisur. That's when you eat the two together. If you eat a chatzi zayis of the grape and a chatzi zayis of something else together, you chayiv. Now there's another pasuk here to tell me that yisurei nazir am mitzarefim zem zeh, even if eat them zeh achazeh. That's the chiddush here according to Rabbi Kiva. Yeah, the Mishnah says weiter, Betzek shebesitki areva. If you have a piece of dough that's stuck in the cracks of the areva means that's the bowl that they're kneading. In the kneading bowl where you put the dough, if you have a crack there, and you have some betzek, you have some dough. Is in yesh kezayis b'mokam echad, if you have a kezayis, an olive size of a dough, stuck in one place, chayib levayir. It's also to keep that in your house throughout Pesach, but you have to be mevayir it before Pesach. The yim lav is bottled in mutay. Let's say it's less than a kezayis worth in one place. We say that's bottled to the kli. It doesn't have a shame of chometz anymore, and therefore you're not chayiv levayir. So Mishnah says v'chem l'minat tuma. The same halach applies about a tuma. What does it mean l'gabi tuma? If the keli is tummy, and now you want to be tayvah, put it into the mikvah. So as halacha, there can't be any tzitz on the kli. So imak bit olav chaytzitz. If you are makbid to take the piece of dough off the kli, then it's chaytzit. You can't be toivel to put the kli in the mikvah, but first you have to peel off the dough off the kli. But let's say you want this dough to stay in the crack of the kli, to stay there, to make the kli better. You want it to stay there. Then hareyu kareva. Then we said that the piece of dough becomes like part of the pin, part of this kneading pin, and therefore it's not chaytzit, and it's not, you could be toivel the way it is. So Gemara says, Omer Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, lo yishonu ele b'mokam shein asuyin l'chazik. When does the Mishnah say a chiluk between the size of a kezayis in one place? You have a chiyuv to mevayir. If there's less than a kezayis in one place, you don't have a chiyuv. When is that said only b'mokam shein asuyin l'chazik? Where it's not oimed to keep the kli stronger. Like Rashi says, lo yishonu ele b'mokam shein asuyin l'chazik. Alright, let's do a little more Gemara. Abu b'mokim shasu nechazik. But if this dough is in a place on the bottom of the kli where you want it to be mechazik to make the kli stronger, then we say ein echayev levayir. You do not have to be mevayir, destroy this chametz, take it out of the kli, but rather you can let it stay in the kli. So the Gemara says michlal depochus mikizayis afilu b'mokim shein asu nechazik is ein echayev levayir. That this is only said about a kezayis. Now, when does the Mishnah say you have to be mevayir, destroy, take the chametz out of the kli, only if you have a kezayis? And even that is said only where, not on the bottom of the kli, in a place which not be mechazik, making the kli stronger. But on the bottom of the kli, where this dough is making the kli stronger, then even though it's a kezayis, you don't have to get rid of it. So Gemara says, Mechlal, from here there's a raya, that if papochus mekezayis, if you have less than a kezayis, a size of a kezayis, of a dough in this kli, afilu b'mokim sheinosu l'chazik. Even higher up in the kli, when it's not meant there to make the kli strong, is mashma einoy chayim levayir. You do not have to destroy this chametz. You'll let it stay there. Like Rashi says, Rashi is a pirish. Loy shonu the kezayis b'mokim echad chayim levayir. When do we say that loch rizi? If you have a kezayis worth of dough in one place, you have to destroy it. Elishain has stocken b'shuli areva. If the crack is not on the bottom of the kli, mokem hatzokas mayim. That's where the water goes to the bottom of the kli, and the water weighs a lot, so it pressures to put pressures on the bottom. So there it has to be strong that the kli should not, that the hole should not be a hole there, that the liquid should not drip out. You want the dough to be part of the kli there on the bottom to make it strong. The water should not go through. So therefore, on the bottom of the kli, if you have even a kezayis worth of chametz in one place, you're nichavrit to stay to become part of the kli. You do not have to be mevayir. You do not have to destroy that chametz, but rather it becomes part of the kli.
Now, where is the machleik? Where does the Mishnah say is din? But that no sayim on the walls of the kli, the sides. Mokim sheino sur lechazik. There it doesn't need, never get such pressure pulling down on it. So it doesn't have to be so strong the sides. Then we say that a kezayis is a chiyuv to mevayer. Avlim b'mokam asur lechazik kein is botel legabo. But on the bottom of the kli, it's botel the kli. Vevik kate, it's like a piece of wood. To mistoma bat linhu, hai gavra lohosim, the person that owns this kli wants it to stay there. V'yafilu kezayis ein lechayim levayer. The Gemara says now it's a diik mechlal. So Rashi says, "V'tamud de'dayik mimulsa." The Gemara is making this milk, this diik from Shmuel Din. The yuk malamastisim mokem shenasuy nechazik. The Mishnah that says the din of a kezayis is talking about only not on the bottom of the kli. Ugtani masnisim. The pochus mikan. If you have less than a kezayis, is bottle. And where's the Mishnah talking about? On the sides of the kli. So you see, according to Shmuel, even the sides of the kli, there's only a chiv to mavayer that dough that's stuck there, only if it's a kezayis in one point. But if it's less than a kezayis at any one point, you do not have to be mavayered. There's more ikadamasni, some learn it lohoa seifa. Some learn no, or Rabbi Yehuda, or Shmuel's din on the seifa of the Mishnah. But the seifa of the Mishnah says, v'yim lav boto b'meyutei. It says what? If you have less than a kezayis, we say then a less than a kezayis of dough in stock in this areva. We say it's both of him muted. This the Gemara says Amr Rabbi Yudah Mashmuel Loishon. When do we say that pochus mekezayis is bottom? Ela b'mokam asuy lechazik. Only on the bottom of the kli where it's also lechazik. That's when we say that a kezayis. That's where we say pochus mekezayis is bottom. Abu b'mokam shein asuy lechazik. But on the sides of the kli, which not asun the chazik, is chayim levayer. Then even pochus megazayis, you have to be mevayer. So this is a deek. Then mechlal the kezayis afilu b'mokam asun lechazik is chayim levayer. According to the second deek, the din of the mishnah is lechumra. That what? That when you have a kezayis worth of chametz in any one spot of the kli, you have to be mevayer. You have to destroy that chametz, get it out of your house, even though it's on the bottom part of the kli. Because we're saying now that the Mishnah says in the Seifa that if it's less than a kezayis, you don't have to be mevayer. That's not the talking about where it's on the bottom of the kli. On the bottom of the kli, where it's asur lechazik, then we say pochus mekezayis is bottle to the kli. Mashenkin, if there's a kezayis, it's not bottle to the kli, and you have to destroy it, even though it's on the mokim echazik. So the second shita is much more lahachmir than the first shita. Sumura says, Tanya Kalishna Kama, Tanya Kalishna Basra. I'll bring your raya to the first lashon of the Gemara, and I'll bring your raya to the second lashon of the Braisa. Tanya Kalishna Kama, I'll bring your raya to the first lashon, how this Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel said. That the first lashon is like this, that Betzek Shebesitke Areva. If you find dough stuck to the cracks in this dough, in this kneading pin, is the Moka Masrim Lechazik. If it's done on the bottom of the kli, where it's also lechazik, you needed there to make the kli stronger, ain't lechaitzitz. Then we say it's not chaitzitz. V'yeinu oiver, you're not oiver by your own, by your motzei. For tefillah, you're not a bitavel, it's bottled to the kli. And for chametz, there's no issa by your own, by your motzei. Also, we consider this array, this dough, like part of the kli. Uvamokim sheinu asur lechazik. But what about if you have this dough, this piece of dough that's on the side of the kli, where you don't have to have such strength to it? Then we say chaitzitz, v'yeiver. Then it's called the chatzitz, it's not bottled to the kli. And then what then are chometz and pesach, you're over by your motzei, you have to destroy it. Now it says clearly, when is this said that you have to destroy this chometz on the side of the kli? The kezayis. Only if there's a kezayis there. Well, the pachas make kezayis, but if there's less than the size of the kezayis, of those stuck on the side of the kli, afilu b'mokim she'nasun lechazik, ein chaitzitz. Even on the sides of the kli, with it, you don't have to make the kli stronger. Still, we say this svara, any time it's less than a kezayis, it's bottled to the kli. This is a raya, v'yeinu oiver, and who are you not over by your by motzei on Pesach? Because we say this svara is bottled to the kli. This is a raya to the first lashon, a little bit lakula, that when you have pochus mekezayis, no matter where you find it in the kli, we say it's bottled to the kli, even on the sides of the kli, and it's ein chayav levayim. But when you have a kezayis, then the Mishnah says, if it's on the sides of the kli, that's not a mokam osel lechazik, then we say the svar, it's not bottled to the kli, and you have to be mevayer it before Pesach, and it's called a chatzis, you can't be tevel the kli the way it is. Mashenkin on the bottom of the kli, the mokum was sasul lechazik elechanami. There, even if you have the size of a kezayis worth of chometz of dough stuck to the bottom of the kli, still we say it's bottled to the kli, and you don't have to be mevayirish for Pesach. And then you could be toivel in the mikvah the way it is. This is a raya, a little lenient to the first lashon. Now the Gemara says, "V'tan yichlishna brasram." I have another brisa, another raya to the second lashon, like we learned before, luchumra. So what's the raya for this? Is that the sefer that says, "Betzek shevesidke areva." If you have this dough that's stuck in the cracks of your kneading pin, b'malka mosu lechazit. Even though this dough is stuck on the bottom of the kli, where you want to make it strong there, and there there's a bigger svara to say you are mavatl to the kli, still we say ein echaitzis. True, it's not called the chesitza. In other words, it is bought to the kli.